News in brief for Press TV. Syria accuses the U.S. and Israel of involvement in Friday's terrorist attacks that have killed scores of people in the capital, Damascus. Thousands have held funeral processions for the victims of the explosions. Now, the country has been trapped in months of deadly unrest that the government blames on foreign-backed armed gangs. Forces loyal to Yemen's outgoing ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh have killed at least two anti-regime protesters in the capital, Sana'a. 30 others have also been wounded in the clashes. Troops have fired rifles and tear gas and used water cannons to break up a march by tens of thousands of protesters. And in Saudi Arabia, protesters there have taken to the streets in the eastern province shouting slogans against the regime. The protesters also called for the release of thousands of political prisoners. Protest rallies have been going on since early this year there. Iran has started 10 days of naval exercises in international waters. The drills are taking place in four phases and cover a large stretch of sea. Different types of submarines, helicopters, unmanned aircraft, destroyers, missile-launching vessels, logistic vessels and coastal vessels and missiles are to be tested during the drills. Moroccan protesters have once again taken to the streets in several cities across the country. Demonstrators shouted slogans against government policies. They demanded deeper reforms and called on Rabat to create more jobs. Protesters have been holding rallies against the government since the beginning of this year. And in Indonesia, at least two protesters there have been killed and several others wounded during clashes with police. The violence erupted in Nusa Tenggara province as police tried to disperse a rally against mining plans by an Indonesia-Australia joint venture company. Residents claim the mining activity will threaten the forest and drain water resources. Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has called for peaceful coexistence among all Iraqis. The call comes as the U.S. military has just announced a withdrawal of its troops from the country. Al-Sadr has warned against killing people and urged respect for all faiths, sects, and ethnic groups. Around 90 vehicles have been involved in a massive pileup on a South Korean motorway. Now, the accident happened near the southern city of Nonsan, injuring more than 30 people. Drivers are thought to have lost control due to icy conditions and poor visibility caused by heavy fog.